Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. Today I want to show you something new that the young whites have been getting up to. And if you don't understand what's going on, then you won't understand the significance of what you are seeing. Do you see this photo in front of you? And all these women have got blue faces. Well, this is the latest move by the alt-right and younger whites in their attempts to try to communicate to other whites and to the world perhaps, but mainly to other whites. The influence of the Jews. And so you may wonder why must these people have blue faces? And I'm going to tell you what the story is behind this, and then you're going to see a short video about this, and then you're going to be shocked by what you're about to see. And the inspiration for this is somebody that most people in South Africa, most whites in South Africa, have no idea about this person or that this person even existed. And you're going to see the very fascinating connections between that person and these blue pictures. So let me show you a few things here. You see this young guy here? This guy is a young American. His name is Dylan Roof. And a couple of years ago, this guy, this young white guy, was reading the internet. And he was reading about blacks and whites, and he was reading about Rhodesia and South Africa, and he was reading about the things that were happening in South Africa. And this young white guy was so influenced by what he was reading about races, about whites, about South Africa and Rhodesia, and about Jews, that he went and did something. He went to kill some blacks. But the blacks he went to kill, they don't like to tell you the full story. This guy, Dylan Roof, he went to a black church, and when he was in the church, he asked the blacks where a certain person was. And the person he was looking for was actually a black state senator in the USA. This is a black guy who was in politics, high in politics in the state in which Dylan lived. And this guy was, like most of these blacks, something of a communist. And Dylan Roof wanted to know where this guy was. And the blacks told him. And he went off and he went up to that guy and he pulled out a gun and he blew him away. And then, while Dylan was there, he started shooting the other blacks. And blacks who were there said that while he was busy shooting them, he was saying to them, "I've got to do this." So Dylan Roof, all by himself, a lone young white American guy, never been in the army, never done military service, went out of his own accord and he made a plan to assassinate a black state senator. The mass media don't like to talk about the fact that he actually assassinated a politician. So the vast majority of whites think that he just went there to just kill blacks innocently. But what he was doing was actually an assassination, and a successful assassination, I might add. And Dylan was then caught by the police, and he went to jail, and he was put on trial, and he was sentenced to death. So Dylan, as we speak, is sitting in a jail. He's on death row in America. But I want to show you the influence that Dylan had on other young whites. Here you see somebody created what is known as a meme. And if you look at this, you'll see that Dylann Roof, purely by accident, can you believe he was born in 1994? In fact, he was born in the month that the ANC came to power in South Africa. He was born about 2 to 3 weeks before the ANC came to power in South Africa. So he's a young guy. He doesn't know the history of South Africa and Rhodesia, but he learned it on the internet. And of course, the liberals and Jews in America went totally crazy, and you had things like this appearing in the mass media, and it says, oh, Dylann Roof is the face of the terrorist we must fear the most. But look very carefully on his jacket. Look very carefully on his jacket, there in the middle. And you will see something in green and something in brown and blue. That is the flag of apartheid South Africa and the flag of Rhodesia. So this was when Dylann was arrested after he'd killed them. I think in total he killed 8 or 9 people. I think 9 actually. Those of you who are old enough, you may remember De Wit Wolf, Barend Strydom, who ran around Pretoria in the 1980s, and he shot and killed about 8 blacks in Pretoria. Well, Dylann Roof killed 9. So Dylann Roof is a white wolf. And don't think that Dylann Roof is alone. There are other white men who've killed even more people. This is the face of what the liberals and Jews call the new terrorism. And it's white people standing up for whites. So they say Dylann Roof is a terrorist, but that's all debatable. Anyway, here you can see Dylann Roof, and the flag he's holding is a Confederate flag, the Southern flag. The Confederates in America were the original racists. They were the original white supremacists, actually. And white supremacism has a specific meaning. It means that whites believe that they have the right to rule blacks. The Confederates were the original white supremacists. They are the people who fought against the Union in what is known as the American Civil War. Now here you can see Dylann Roof, and he's standing there on a bridge. And look closely, there on his jacket is the apartheid flag, and below it is the Rhodesian flag. And here you can see it in a close-up. There you can see it clearly. There is Dylann Roof with the apartheid flag, which is now illegal in South Africa, and directly below it, the Rhodesian flag. That is what the internet did to Dylann Roof. He understood why the whites of Africa were fighting. And when he went on his mission to go and kill the black state senator, which was really his prime target, the other blacks were just incidental. He was there, so he just carried on doing what he was doing. But Dylann Roof set up a little website, and he called himself The Last Rhodesian. And he wrote his own manifesto. So like a lot of the modern white terrorists of the internet age, these terrorists, one should really not call them terrorists. They're not terrorists. He's not a terrorist. He's actually a successful assassin. He's basically done a job that would normally be something that a special forces soldier would be asked to do. But here's a guy, young guy, no military experience, worked out his own plan, pulled this thing off. He's done what most soldiers, what most trained soldiers have never done. And so one should have some respect for his determination and the way he worked this thing out. So anyway, Dylann Roof wrote his own manifesto. He wrote his political reasons why he went to kill those blacks, why he went to do what he did. Now, in recent times, since Dylan has been in jail, some of the younger whites, understanding and grasping the importance of Dylan standing up for whites, and Dylan even did other things. In court, he stood up. When this guy was given the death sentence, his attorney, who was a Jew, actually said to him that he could get off. He could get off the death sentence by pleading insanity. And Dylan Roof rejected that. Dylan Roof said, "No, I'm not insane. I know what I did. I did it for the reasons I said. And, you know, I'm not going to say I was crazy and stupid. You know, if that's what's going to get him to be executed, he has stood up for a principle." So this young white guy has not only gone and attacked other people on behalf of our race, but he's willing to die for it. And even after he's been given attempts to save his own life and maybe spend his life in jail, he said, no, what he did is he's not changing his story. He was sane, he knows what he did, and he stands by what he did. In other words, he's got principles. He's standing by the very thing that he chose. So there are young whites who now look up to Dylan, and they have started making some jokes about him, but pleasant jokes, because they support him. So you see this thing here, for example. Because Dylan killed these blacks in a church, and let me just stop there and tell you something else. That in South Africa, the ANC attacked a church filled with 1,400 white people, with about 1,400 whites. They had AK-47s and hand grenades. They were chucking hand grenades and firing with their AK-47s into a church filled with whites. So don't start saying that Dylan is different to the blacks, that Dylan has done something particularly hideous. What Dylan has done is something that blacks have already done. They've already tried to kill a church full of whites right here in South Africa. So anyway, these youngsters, they now make a joke because he did it in a church, and so they've come up with themes like this, calling him Saint Dylan. So Saint Dylan has gone to work, and Saint Dylan, well, he fought our enemies. What's wrong with that? That's what you're supposed to do if you're a white male. And so there is Saint Dylan. Here is another one where they call Dylan the Saint. Some of the very old people like myself will remember that there used to be a TV series called The Saint. And the Saint was actually some kind of special agent. So this is probably a take on The Saint. So they joke and they talk about Dylan Roof, the Saint. He's their hero. He's done what no other young white American male has done. And so then you get jokes like this, which where you see Dylan Roof and it says, "Can I take you to church?" So that's Dylan Roof. But jokes aside, let's get back to the topic of Jews. Why are the Jews turning blue? In Dylan Roof's manifesto, this is a portion of it, and it says this. It says, "The problem is that Jews look white, and in many cases are white, yet they see themselves as minorities. Just like niggers, that is the blacks, most Jews are always thinking about the fact that they are Jewish. The other issue is that they network." And then Dylan says this, If we could somehow turn every Jew blue for 24 hours, I think there would be a mass awakening, because people would be able to see plainly what is going on. So in his manifesto he says, if we could somehow turn every Jew blue for 24 hours, I think there would be a mass awakening. And that is why certain whites have started doing this. And they've been banning the whites so much, they've been shutting down websites. And apparently the guy who started doing this is the guy who ran a channel, a pro-white channel, called Four Chan or Eight Chan, and he started doing this thing. So what you're looking at here, for example, is there was a company called NXIVM, and NXIVM did all kinds of rather naughty stuff in America, and it says charges against the six ringleaders of NXIVM included racketeering, conspiracy, sex trafficking. What else do they have in common? Well, the reason they are blue is because each and every one is Jewish. That is what the whites are starting to do. So I'm going to show you a short video, and you are suddenly going to see the blue people, the Jews who are among us whites, and we wouldn't know who is a Jew, but now you're going to be shocked and horrified by the number of Jews in this little video. And this little video is something that somebody did on BitChute. It's a lovely little video, and the person pretends to not know why the people are blue. But they know very well why the people are blue. And this is the latest method whereby whites are communicating to other whites who is a Jew. They go and they investigate the backgrounds of these people, and they start discovering who is Jewish, and they're starting to put it out. So if you start seeing photographs of what appear to be white people with blue faces, rest assured it comes from none other than Saint Dylan Roof. Somebody has taken an idea of his and is now bringing it to life. And this is very similar to the special meme, which consists of three enclosed brackets, that you put around a word which means hidden, and that is another way of communicating who is a Jew. But I must tell you, I think this blue face thing, I think this is really, really clever. This is really clever. This is going to quickly show people where are the Jews. And in America, Jews only make up 2% of the population. They only make up 2% of the population. For the record, at its height, Jews in South Africa made up 4% of the population. 4%, which is actually abnormally high. Normally, in most white countries, when Jews make up 2% of the population, whites have had enough. But in South Africa, 4%. Although I think the all-time highest record for Jews in a white country is Poland. 10% of the Polish population at one time was Jewish. In the not too distant past, that was the case. 10% of the population. And with regard to World War II, ask yourself why World War II started in Poland, and ask yourself why did it start in a country that had the highest percentage of Jews of any country in the history of the Western world. So, Jews at work, but you're going to be shocked. Jews only make up 2% of the American population, and let's go and look at the video, and you're about to see Jews in powerful positions. How many are Jews? So thank you to Dylan Roof for that inspiration. And now whites are taking it further as we move forward to the next level. Whites are getting better and better at this, I must tell you. We are far from finished. So here's the video.
Lately, I've been noticing a phenomenon. People are posting these weird pictures of people who are blue. I don't understand what it all means. Blue? What does being blue mean? Here you can see a movie poster called This Is the End. There's a blue person, another blue person, a blue person, a blue person, and a blue person. But what does it mean? I've also seen political pictures where everyone is blue. I'm not exactly sure what the point is. Could this be an operation by the infamous hacker known as 4chan? What could he possibly hope to gain by painting people blue? Here's an interesting picture. It looks like different people, Hollywood executives that choose what movies get made, people who decide what music gets produced, people who decide what television shows Americans see, people who decide what news gets covered, presidents of Ivy League universities, United Supreme Court justices, U.S. senators, owners of men's professional basketball teams, owners of men's pro football teams, and owners of men's pro baseball teams. A lot of them are blue. Especially Hollywood. I mean, most of them are blue. Very interesting. Blue, 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 blue everywhere. I noticed in a thread on Hacker 4chan that they were using the hashtag bluish. So I looked it up on Twitter. Ag Dune says he's not white, he's bluish. Hashtag bluish. What does that mean? I'm not really sure. Was it a phone? Was it this phone thing? It was bluish? Was it this picture? This picture that was bluish? Who could say for sure? After quite a bit of searching, I was able to track down Hacker 4chan's origin of these memes. Perhaps this would have the answer. Perhaps this would tell me what the blue meant. Here Anon says, "This is a stupid meme, and Tesla meme truck shills will last longer. Screen cap this, and I'll post a Tesla thread next week. Downsage." So this looks like a phone poster, and this still doesn't explain, but I think I understand. I think it's coming together now. You see, some people in society are born blue, and these blue people are actually really rare. They only make up 2% of the population, or so I was told. I really don't know what it means, but apparently, blue people, despite being 2% of the population, make up a vast majority of people in positions of power. For example, I mean, just take a close look at Hollywood. Most of them are blue. So most of the people who make movies are blue. Most of the people who make the music are blue. Many people. So if their population was proportional, only 2% of movie makers would be blue, only 2% of music producers, only 2% of TV owners who own the TV networks, only 2% of those who control the news. And yet, they seem to be everywhere. Blue, blue, blue. So maybe the point of this operation was to show just how many blue people there are in society. Now, why are they blue? I don't know. Why not red? Why not yellow? Why not green? I think it's just a random color to show the overrepresentation. It would seem that blue people are very privileged. It would seem that blue people are very lucky. They manage somehow to reach all these positions of power. It's really cool. I think I want to be blue. I could hang out with Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan and even based Ben Shapiro, but he's blue for some reason. I don't know why. What could it all mean? What is blue? Who is blue? I guess the world may never know. Apparently, these are the current and former chairmen of the Federal Reserve. Most of them are blue as well. Well, this is a mystery, folks. We may never know what it all means. Hacker 4chan's magic is far beyond the comprehension of us mortals. We don't eat enough tendies. Our good boy points are not high enough. Perhaps when I'm a higher level meme magician, I will be able to cast these high level spells. I'm not sure what it means, but I'm sure there are those who do understand. They do know what it means. Maybe the whole point of this operation is to simply show how, even though that blue people are really a huge minority, only 2% of the population, they are overrepresented in almost all positions of power. It's very interesting. Very interesting. But you know what, my friends, that's merely the obvious? Well, that's all for now, folks. What do you think about all of these Photoshops? So strange. I don't know what they mean. Now, as always, if you want to support the content that I make, you can join me on Patreon, you can join me on Subscribestar, and you can donate via PayPal and Bitcoin if you're so interested. Sharing the video also helps the channel grow. As always, thanks for watching. This has been Mr. Obvious, and I'll see you all next time.